So, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to this edition of Soccer Hub Talks. My name is Ricardo Albeira. I'm the CEO and founder of Soccer Hub. As many of you already know, Soccer Hub is an online education platform for soccer coaches, soccer analysts, soccer scouts. So just visit us and get to know a bit better about the kind of offer that we have. So today we are here with Miguel Lopes. We will talk about tactical periodization. We will introduce a bit the course that we already have available about this subject. So don't forget that this is a live event, so you are able to ask some questions. Just introduce the questions on the chat box that I will be gladly selecting some to introduce to our speaker, Miguel Lopes. So we will start in a few seconds. See you in a bit. Hello, Miguel. Can you hear me? Miguel Lopes, can you hear me? I cannot see you, Miguel, at the moment. Can you refresh, please, to see if things start working properly? Okay, just a few seconds, I will try to help Miguel. Miguel, can you hear me? Hello, Miguel, can you hear me now? Miguel, can you hear me? Okay, Mr. Miguel Lopes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, perfect. So, guys, sorry for this delay. We're having some technical issues, but now we're able to start. So, Miguel, first of all, let us get to know you a little better. Could you please talk a bit about your path till the current moment of being a soccer coach, from your academic background till the moment that you are now coaching? Please, Miguel.
Yeah, well, I can say where this all started. This football has been always a big part of my life. I have some heritage too about football, because my father's been a professional footballer here in Portugal, then became coach. So for me to be on the field in training and in dress rooms has always been part of my life. So I, in my youth and as a teenager, I played football. I played, I did all the my formation as a footballer in the club in my hometown in Chaves. And then at the age of 18, I left my city to came to Oporto, where when I studied at the University of Oporto, I studied sports science, and did my specialization in football. At that time, I also started to my career as a coach. I started very early. I started with 21 years old. It was my first season as a coach, and at that time, I had to make this decision. I was playing like in fifth division. So, because it was very hard to do both things, and my first year as a coach was very enthusiastic for me, so it became easier to make the decision about quit. I quit playing, and I started my career as a coach. In a few years, I finished my university career, and since then I've been this is my I have almost 20 years as a coach, and in these 20 years I started in academies of some small clubs here in Portugal. In 5-6 years I've been hired by FC Porto, which is a major club here in Portugal. And I stayed in FC Porto Academy, where I worked with several age groups. I worked with some actual elite players, such as Diogo Dalot, João Félix, Ruben Neves. So a lot of players, I had the luck and the chance, the opportunity to work with them in their early years as players, in under 16, under 14. I stay for 8 seasons in FC Porto, and then I had this invitation to go to professional football. Then I left Porto and started to work in professional football, which has been most of my career since then. I've worked with some other teams here in Portugal, in first division and second division. Then I went to Qatar also. A couple of years ago, I've been for a season in Qatar Stars League, in the first division of Qatar. And after that, I returned to Portugal, when and I went to Vitória Sport Club, which is also an important club here in Portugal. And since then, I've been working with the B team, A team also, and under 23 team.
Okay, Miguel, perfect. Thank you very much. As you know, guys, Miguel Lopes is the teacher of the course about tactical periodization. During the course, he delivers some basic instruments and some basic concepts about this methodology. But Miguel, please tell me, how did tactical periodization got into your life? And explain a bit, in a few words, what is tactical periodization all about, Miguel?
Well, it started when I went to Oporto University. In my university career, I had the chance and the luck to meet Professor Vitor Frad, which is the creator of this methodology, and he has been teacher of mine for a year. And that year for me was an absolute revelation. It's like such a like an epiphany, because all the way that I used to see things and all the way that for years and years I got used to look at life at world. So he confronted us with a lot of knowledge that was completely new for us, even though some of these knowledges have been brought up like 20 or 30 years ago. But the relevance of this body of knowledge for football was real, was concrete. And in the moment we started to realize a completely new way to look at football, at training, was absolutely enthusiastic at that time. So, and this was at the same time that I started my career as a coach. So I had also the opportunity, because the knowledge about tactical periodization is something that you build when you are on the field. So I had the luck and the chance. So from my early years as a coach to start to try to study it and then try to experiment it, and then having this feedback. So what is tactical periodization? Briefly, it's a methodology that has an holistic approach about training. It's a methodology that has been conceived in elite football by Professor Vitor Frad, because he has been an assistant coach in elite team here in Portugal. But it can be completely out of question, can be applied in all types of contexts in football. So it's a methodology in which the game model you project that you will pursue for your team, it's the core of the philosophy, and the whole the process in terms of the interconnection between all technical, physical, psychological, mental, or whatever aspects are they are at every moment interconnected. So from day one, from moment you take your team, all the training process as purpose, as main goal to make the team evolve in the sense of what is the game model. Of course, this is much more the experience of being in this is much more rich when you have the opportunity to see it. And I also had the luck in this years to have contact with some other coaches that use this methodology, and you can see how it can in a much more consistent and much more coherent process will make your team play as a team and explore the best capacities of the players.
Okay, Miguel, so you were saying that you had the opportunity to work with some coaches that already use this methodology as a whole or part of it, but can you please tell us how this methodology influenced some of the top Portuguese coaches? I'm aware that some of the well-known coaches, the well-known Portuguese coaches, use this methodology as a whole or part of it. But can you tell me how did this influence coaching in Portugal, and how did that influence those coaches that use this methodology, Miguel?
Yeah, because this all started in the 80s and the 90s. At that time, Professor Vitor Frad was working in FC Porto. He was assistant coach in FC Porto. He worked with several coaches such as Tomislav Ivic, such as Sir Bobby Robson, Fernando Santos, which is now the Portuguese national team. And his approach was at the time very very uncommon, because traditionally preseason was much more about physical training or analytical physical training. And the way the exercises were conceived was much more in a separate way, which was, okay, the fitness coach take the team and makes the fitness training, and then the coach had some moments in the week that traditionally used to make the collective harmony, and he completely rethink this way and started from day one try to pursue creating exercises, create a logic in which the performance of the players can quickly grow physically, mentally, so and having things at every moment interconnected, so the team can quickly get to a good moment of performance and have a lot of stability during the season with no injuries, with no oscillations during the season. And at the time and during these times, a lot of, because FC Porto, we can say it's a little bit the birth point of this, because then, for example, at the same time, Vitor Frade and Jose Mourinho were assistant coaches of Sir Bobby Robson. So, for example, Jose Mourinho, he worked directly with Professor Vitor Frade. For example, some other coaches like Vitor Pereira, that is right now in Fenerbahce, but works in some other big clubs in the whole world. For example, and the fact that some reference coach, then Andre Villas-Boas and some other coaches, and the fact that these very well-known coaches adopted this methodology, pumped up all this enthusiasm about it, and many people from across, not only in Portugal, of course, in the first place in Portugal, but then from all across the globe, the interest about tactical position grew more and more and more. So naturally, because it also generated some controversy in some moments, because the fact that this methodology creates some some rupture with the past, with what was the conventional way to conceive training, also generates some controversy, some argument, some discussion. Some people are very very interested. Some people just are not interested at all. But in global scale, the interest is growing bigger and bigger and bigger across all the globe.
Miguel, before we go deeper into the course that you produce, I have here a question from Luis Restrepo. He says, "Hi, greetings from Costa Rica. How can I introduce the principles of my model of play? For example, using the interaction zones or the phases of the game." And then he adds that he's talking about youth development from under 15 to under 21. Can you help Luis with this question, Miguel, in 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's hard, because it's a very complex question. It's a good question. I understand the interest in it, but it's what you, if you have the opportunity to watch the course and to get some more information, you understand that the first thing that it's absolutely crucial, it's the way you look at the game, and the interpretation that you have of what is true in the game model, and that true in the game cannot be separate. Like for example, it cannot be separate of attack and defense. So, and because we all have this is something very recent. This when the tactical aspect started to be more and more developed, we have this sometimes this. This need of control of control the exercises. So we in this pursuit of control, sometimes what we do is we separate too much things. We separate attack. And for example, just some months ago, for example, Thomas Tuchel that has been recently won the prize of manager of the year for UEFA here in Europe. I said that he no longer does this kind of exercises in which you only present offensive situations. So the fluidity that is needed for being in defense and offensive and offensive to defensive. So he doesn't like to break in the exercises to make this fragmentation in which, okay, offensive, if they lose the ball, immediately stop and restart again. So this and also your Nagelsmann says about the need of having, for example, moments in the week in which the intervention of the coach is much lower, so the fluidity can be represented in the training. So then what you do is to create the circumstances because you know that you will. What will be your training is playing, but not playing any kind of football, playing your kind of football. But how do you do it? You manage the space and number of players and some rules of the exercises, but just a few rules. For example, many coaches like Vitor Pereira said that the importance of having the fluidity in training. Sometimes if we intervene too much, we are generating an artificial context. And if you train in an artificial context, which will be, for example, playing 11 aside against no one or against passive defense, this is not, you cannot train in an artificial environment and then expect to, when they play in a real environment, they will play. Like you want. So it has to be natural contexts of training in which you with some small adjustments and what adjustments you do, you have to set your priorities, which is something very important in all this process, which means that in the past you project from day one and that you will be adjusting across the time. Then it's important to perceive what in the first moments, if you want to arrive to that point, which tactical topics will be more important. So you start from here. You start, for example, some coaches that talk more about the way they conceive the game. Often they say, for example, some say, okay, I always start with defense because in the way I see the game and in the way I can prepare teams to perform, it's important to have this defensive consistency. So they traditionally they start, but they don't start always in the same way, but they start more about defensive aspects, and some others do the opposite, and because some others want to defend having the ball. So but in different teams they approach it in a different way. So this is not about having this receipt that you can apply on different contexts. This is about the sensitiveness, because the understanding of the game and the way that, for example, theory of complexity looks at any subject and the way you have to look at the game, this is what will you make you decide where will you start the path. So it's this is not a method. We have some training methods that you can easily find as other contents, but this is a methodology, so it's a logic. And learning this logic, then you, in your specific context, you will create the contexts of training that will lead you to the game principles and to the game model that you believe it's better for your team.
Okay, Miguel. So, as you said, the online course that we have available goes deeper into these concepts. Let me just show you guys the course. So we can find here some basic intro about the content of the course. So you talk about, okay, what is the tactical periodization all about? So we include also a small interview with Professor Vitor Frade. Then we talk about the complexity. We give some practical examples about FC Porto and the Portuguese under 21 national team. Then we talk the specificity as a meta principle, and then we go deeper into the methodological principle. So, Miguel, just to finish, what will our students get from this course? What are the benefits, and what will they learn? Is this some kind of thing that is life-changing for the coaches, Miguel?
Well, I believe it can happen to any of you. It's important to realize that this course will be the tip of the iceberg, but eventually it's the tip of the iceberg that will find the passion about this way to see things, and then go deeper and deeper and deeper and in the understanding of this methodology. So I believe that it will give you some crucial topics, this course, so you can at least understand and perceive the fact that it's obviously a methodology that is very different, very uncommon, different from the traditional view of training, and the essential topics that will rule the way you organize your sessions. So I believe that at least I will show you a little bit of the tip of the iceberg. And I recommend you some topic, because sometimes the first moment we hear, the first moment we have contact with, it's not easy. But then if you review it with time and time, it will make more sense. I can tell you that I had the luck to have very early contact with this methodology, and then I can say that it took me really, really, really some time to have a good starting point of knowledge about it. And I believe that this course can be a good shortcut to make you at least take a little bit of the picture. And then obviously, if you are more and more interested, you will have the opportunity to be in contact with other courses here in Soccer Hub, or directly in the Tactical Periodization by Vitor Frade.
Yeah, just to finish, as you know, guys, this course was produced in partnership with Tactical Periodization, a registered brand. They also produce a kind of a master about this subject. This course is an introduction to this methodology. So, as Miguel was saying, it's not an easy set of concepts. So you can watch the course and rewatch the course, and then maybe go much deeper into tactical periodization, one of the masters that tactical periodization offers. So I invite you all to take a look at the course. I just posted the link on the chat box. Miguel, I would like to thank you very much first for being with us and producing this online course, and then your usual availability to be here with us. I know that you are a busy man, you know, always working with this case with Vitória. It's hard work, I know that. But thank you for your time, Miguel, and I hope that I'll be able to meet you again soon, okay? Guys, thank you very much. Thank you for attending our webinar. Miguel, thank you very much also, and see you soon.
Okay, thank you, Ricardo. Thank you for
bye-bye.
You all.
Thank you, bye.